What was your inspiration behind retelling the story of Romeo and Juliet in modern day times in Brooklyn?
Well, two years ago we moved into Bay Ridge, and we the night we moved in there was a big fight, or that morning after, a big fight in the street between a bunch of kids. Screaming and yelling, and I said, "Oh boy, I'm back in Brooklyn." I had been in Astoria for 10 years, and within another week or so, we had witnessed several other fights and problems, car accidents, all kinds of Brooklyn behavior, and one in particular was between a Palestinian gentleman and a looked like an Orthodox Jewish gentleman also, and we were talking about it, my husband and I, and thought this was the perfect, we had already done Romeo and Juliet in Jerusalem, having Romeo be an Israeli boy and Juliet being a Palestinian girl, and it was really successful. And I thought, since we had come to Brooklyn and we're going to live in Brooklyn as our theater here, as a regional theater type of theater here in Brooklyn, we would then make that the case. Bring it to Brooklyn, make it as authentic as we could, and try to keep some of the same flavor we did with our Jerusalem Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, so what were some of the first changes that you decided to make in order to give the production the kind of Brooklyn flavor that it needed?
We decided that we would release the idea of speaking Shakespeare in a proper American standard accent, where we would just either let people use their regional New York accents or Brooklyn accents, or actually have people work on learning a Brooklyn accent, as in the woman who played Benvolio is from England, and she learned her Brooklyn accent from us, which is very nice. And we also tried to get music in the play that I would hear in cars passing by in Bay Ridge, and use that top 40 soundtrack or Arabic hip hop soundtrack or whatever I found that was right in the streets of Brooklyn.
Okay, speaking of the cast, you just mentioned the female Benvolio. What were your thoughts on changing some of these things in the play? I mean, seeing a female Benvolio is something that's a little bit different. What was your reasoning behind that?
Well, first of all, there's many reasons, but I'll name a few. There are many more women in the theater than there are men. And there are many more male roles in the theater than there are men. We decided to use, we've done this before, we used a woman as Horatio in Hamlet. It was quite successful. And we had this woman in the company, and we thought it would be an ideal role for her to take on. And also because I wanted to establish a bit of a little thing with Mercutio, to bring a little bit more of Mercutio's character out, have a little bit of a love interest for him, which I think in this production was interesting for people to watch.
Okay, let's talk about some of the casting. You have some very, very talented actors, and then some fresh new faces. What was it like working with someone like John Stillwagon and Jay Michaels, people that have been around Brooklyn theater for quite some time, and then some of those new faces?
Well, John is wonderful to work with. John's a teacher himself, and John actually was very instrumental in bringing a lot of those new faces, because those are his students. He teaches a beginning acting class for Genesis and for another theater company in Brooklyn, and those were a lot of his students, including Nelson Gonzalez, who played Romeo. So that was nice. He was very helpful with that. John is easy to work with. He comes well-prepared to do a role. He's very intelligent. He's very dedicated. And very serious actor, but a lot of fun, with a lot of energy. Jay is wonderful to work with. He's very creative, and he's easy to work with as well. And he's also, and I'm glad you mentioned that he did his accent very well. I was glad to have him in it, because he, first of all, gave us age on the stage, and he gave us his authenticity with his Russian background and his accent. So that was nice for us to have. And the other people in the cast, it was a big, sort of a big melting pot of different types of or levels of acting acumen. There were people who were beginners, had never been on the stage before, as in the woman who's playing the apothecary, and then there are people like Jay or Francis who have been on the stage for 30 years. So it was interesting, each learning from the other. It was very kind of good for everybody, the older people learning from the newer actors and vice versa.
Okay, what do you think the biggest challenge was with this production?
money. We have no money. That's the biggest challenge. If I had money, I'd have a lot better production. I'd have a lot better everything, and I'd have a staff. I didn't have a staff. I did the costume design myself. I did the lighting design myself, the set design myself, the sound design myself, directed the play, and then Jay did the publicity himself. We have these skills, but in this particular instance, we were stretched to the maximum in that I had absolutely no staff. I had no stage manager. I had no one to work with me. I had one volunteer who runs the light board, and if it wasn't for him, I would have to do that myself as well, because we just don't have funding right now because of the recession and for many other reasons, I'm sure.
And do you think it helps a little bit, considering that, you know, you have that rich background in theater that you have, and the background you have in makeup design and all of those things? Do you think that helped overall?
Yeah, sure, it helps. Yeah, absolutely helps. And I love it. I'm not complaining about doing it, because I really adore doing it. I love being hands-on. I do all the bruises. I do all the blood effects. I do all the stuff in the show. So there's my fingerprints on everything. And I love using my skills to help the theater. I love doing it for free, and I love giving it to newer actors and teaching them. And I'm actually teaching someone costume design a little bit as we go, makeup design a little bit as we go, and just seeing people blossom in something they never knew they could do by setting an example on how to do it, what it looks like, and bringing some professionalism into a very, you know, mixed up sort of amateur, not-for-profit world.
Okay, I mean, speaking of the makeup design, it's something that I totally forgot about, but, I mean, after the first fight, everyone walks around with those bruises. They look pretty damn good. I mean, how do you do that quickly, and how difficult is it?
It's not difficult if you have done it before, and I've got special effects makeup classes to learn how to do it really well, thank God, and, I do film, and I've done a lot of Broadway theater, and that speed comes from Broadway theater. That's where that comes from. And, yeah, I'm standing back there with a bruise wheel, ready to go, and my fingertips.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they changed. If you're in the front, I did it very specifically. If you're sitting in the first few rows, you'll see those bruises age as the show goes on. It gets greener and darker, just like any normal bruise would do. So that's a challenge as a makeup artist.
Oh, wow.
And a good
crazy
one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, what was your favorite part of this production?
To do or to see? Or to, which one?
Just overall, like, your favorite part of, like, just putting everything together and seeing the finished product.
The fight scenes that came from nowhere into what they become, which is this gymnastic, fun, you know, wild ride full of blood and guns and fear and passion. I love those. Those I'm very proud of. And Lisa Toasty was the fight choreographer, only 22 years old, and a female, which is unusual, did those. And just seeing those grow and become better and better and better. And by the way, Miguel Sierra, who plays Tybalt, and John Stillwagon, who plays Mercutio, had a really strong hand in doing that, helping her with that fight choreography as well. So those were lovely to me. And just watching Nelson, who was 16, or just turned 16, we didn't know that. He just turned 16 last week, and watching that boy become an actor in front of my eyes was fascinating to me and to the whole cast, and something that I'm always going to be proud of doing, being somebody who really never did a large role at all in anything, giving him Romeo and watching ambition and talent start to make an actor, to form an actor, and seeing the future for this person. So that was very exciting for me as well. And also, making a name for ourselves in Brooklyn, having people like you interview us and be interested in our company, that's thrilling me. It's beyond belief.
Hey, speaking of Miguel Sierra, I mean, not a huge part, obviously, but, I mean, he really brought something special to the stage, and Tybalt, just very strong presence. Is that somebody that you'd like to see a little bit more of in the future, in, like, future productions?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I requested him to audition for us. So he had been a student at Jay's student at Kingsburg Community College, and I had worked with him as a costume designer in a Fringe Festival show we did after he graduated. And he's been around, and I know him, you know, as a person, but I said, I want him as Tybalt. So I know that he's a very good actor, very well trained. He moves beautifully on the stage, and I'd love to see him work in Shakespeare again, because he really has a flair for it, you know?
Is there anything else that you want to talk about as far as the production goes? Anything that you think that the viewers should have paid attention to if they've seen it already, something that they should watch out for when they do see it, just something that we haven't discussed yet?
Well, yeah, just I want to say that, you know, why we're here and what we do, and I've spent all day online with the IRS filing a form. It reminded me that I am a charity. This is a charity. It's a not-for-profit theater company, and we are here to give art to our audience that they may not ever get. And I think that's what we did. I think that we will continue to do that, and we always have done that. People go into our plays and they kind of drop the preconceived notion of what Shakespeare is. They learn it for the first time. Many, many people, some people who have never been exposed to it, go and say, wow, I like this, I'll do it again. You know, and actors who we didn't expect are coming and saying to us, please put us in the shows, I want to learn how to do this. You know, uneducated, untrained actors begging for a chance to do this. And that's why we exist, to make theater accessible to the audiences and make theater accessible to the artists. And that's what we're doing. So when people come see us, they need to know that is what we're doing. We're giving them a gift. This is for the public.
Okay. We've also discussed before that you had said that you were thinking about making the performance a film. Can you just discuss that a little bit?
Sure. We've been approaching several of the actors, and we want to start to shoot soon some scenes in Bay Ridge and in Bensonhurst, or any place we can find that looks really appropriate to what we're talking about, where we're placing the story. And we're going to start doing that before the summer is over, doing external scenes, and then we'll start doing internal scenes over the winter, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, though? Are you guys looking for some kind of distributor, or like what are your options at this point?
Well, we will, and Mr. Michaels is a PR genius. He really, really is, and so he will have no problem selling that film, and he's also going to be directing the film. So it's the first time he's ever going to be doing a film. He's directed many, 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 many stage plays, but he's always been interested in crossing over and doing some films, so he's going to direct it. And I'm going to work with him on it, obviously. We're going to sort of co-direct it. And he's going to be the one to try to market that and get it distributed. Sure. Yep. Hopefully we will. We did a film together that was in Cannes, so we hope that we can do the same thing with this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Is there anything else that you want to discuss about the Genesis repertory or about the performance in general?
No, just that I'm very proud and that I, you know, was waffling on the idea of whether or not to stay in Brooklyn and do our work here, but this performance has solidified for me that this is where we belong, and this theater company will grow in Brooklyn, and we will stay, and we will continue to work here.